The call to arms rang throughout the nation. Within the northern states, an army was raised to march on the plantations of the South and bring freedom to those bound in chains of slavery. The southern soldiers were rallied in defense of the Confederates' ideals of states' rights, their drummers signaling the troops to form for battle. The American Civil War began with skirmishes across the nation. The North gathered around their standards, and the South stood by their battle flags. Each unit followed the signals of their officers, relayed by the bugles and drums, calling charges, maneuvers, and retreats. The war was not foreseen by his parents when the musician was born almost 40 years earlier, but they issued their newborn son a name with military connotations. The child's parents were both very ill and could not provide well for the family. The poor boy whom they reared developed an intense love and appreciation for good music. But his father and mother could not afford to provide the musical training he desired, beyond that which was available at the local old-fashioned singing school. Yet the young musician eagerly honed the skills he had and studied all the material he could acquire in the topic. The Lord rewarded his diligence with a rare talent for music. By age 15, the music enthusiast was given a position leading a large choir. Only 3 years later, the 18-year-old conductor was so accomplished.